Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can. You're gonna want to see this.
This is gonna be good.
Francis!
What?
Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills there!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn straight.
Nice.
My voice canceling is on, so if that got really loud, I'm sorry, because it all sounded like me. Sorry, lovely people. Some of you were at work like, God, loud to you? Especially if you're at work, you're listening at work. The louder, the better, baby. Ah, so, welcome. It is Tuesday, a lovely overcast Tuesday. It's like London here. It's just there outside. There's nothing going on. It's not hot, cold. It's just there. Ah, Jen, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Got my tea.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I got me some nice, hot, sweet tea because, you know, you don't drink it cold on these colder days. Drink it hot.
So, of course, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey, as if you didn't know. And I'm Corey. And that lady over there?
I'm Ginger.
So, if you follow us on Twitter, hopefully you picked up on my excitement, because I'm just jumping right into this, because, oh, yes, very excited. So, apparently, and I said it just like I said it to you, notice it. There is a new console on the horizon. Yes. If you saw our Twitter, I said when you turn it on, it should probably say Droid. Those of you who have Droid phones get that joke. Some of you that don't have Droid phones get that joke because it's annoying. So apparently, the Envisions Computer Entertainment Corporation announced its new Android-based console called GameBox. They're calling GameBox the world's first interactive gaming system to provide game and game state storage in the cloud. Apparently, this cutting-edge multimedia engine incorporates the core components of NVIDIA's smart console system, includes new usability features acquired from the Complete Evo beta market study. Somebody wanted to talk to me, apparently. The overwhelming success of the Evo beta unit is exciting. This is from Derek Samuels, the CEO of Envisions, and he's saying the strong demand for the system continued well after all the units were sold. And, let me jump ahead and tell you some of what it's able to do. It supposedly gives users access to an extensive portfolio of embedded and cloud-based Android games, applications, and also media through the Android Marketplace and the new GameBox application storage. The Android market achieved market-leading overall growth in 2010, including over 1 billion global applications downloaded since its inception. They're also saying it has a cross-device environment that benefits players and developers, so it supports both application games designed for high-definition TVs, network-based games that are streamed over the cloud, and initially developers worldwide will be able to distribute the games via the system. In the near future, after its release, they'll be able to stream games to users by system update. Hot, right?
That does sound hot.
Oh, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They're saying that you can I also wanted to share this because I was saying this to Ginger earlier. They really are using a lot of community input on everything. They want you to participate in the whole process, including picking the color, where it'll be released first, package design, just everything. Did I mention it was open source? No, this is not the open source one. I lie. But it does have SDK development tools, and you can also get the storage that comes with it for $9.95 a month. So no more having to go out and buy a new hard drive. You just pay, and all your stuff is backed up to their system, which is probably a little bit more than you pay for Xbox Live on a monthly basis, but you have storage for, God, everything. But you can go over and support the GameBox project, as they're calling it, at www.indiegogo.com, and not the color Indiegogo, but Indie, like Indie Game Go-Go, like Go-Go Dancer.
Okay.
You can also find them on Twitter at DER Samuels, and Facebook at iam.gamebox. Each voting period for everything they're asking you to vote on will last for about a month, and the results will appear on the main Envisions website and other company social websites. And the voting starts today, now. Go, go, go.
Ooh, go vote. Go vote.
Go and vote. See if you like it. I'm over at their Facebook page. Let me see if they got any pictures up to give you spur on any incentive. Oh, no, but they do have a pretty little logo you might want to check out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, very nice.
Kind of looks like a GameCube. But I'm interested to see what they can do. We're going to add them as a friend. Huh. Jen, what do you got? Because I'm rambling now because I haven't been to sleep.
I got some news about a toasted sandwich.
Okay. Tell us about this.
Dot Clock, the toasted sandwich of time, arrives on WiiWare. I love some of these games. It's just hilarious sounding. Stickman Studios, a pioneering company creating casual games for the leading consoles and PC, today announced the launch of its next original title, Dot Clock, the Toasted Sandwich of Time for the WiiWare service, at a cost of 1,000 Wii points. Dot Clock, the Toasted Sandwich of Time is a creative quest for all ages, suitable for anyone who enjoys compelling problem-solving challenges and comical encounters. Mm-hmm. It says, immerse yourself in the Doc's world of ingenious inventions with its contemptuous robot backpack sack.
Okay.
All wrong. Travel through time as you dodge madly misguided technophobic hippie robots and a bird to save the Doc's cat, Franklin, from being turned into a potted cactus. All right. I don't know what you smoke when y'all made this, but seriously. All right.
Share or stop it.
Mm-hmm. Put your imagination and skill to the test. Build clever contraptions to pilot through the robot-ravaged environments. Steer yourself over lava, bubbling rivers, and icicle-toothed pits and once urban landscapes. Says the strongest features of Dot Clock, the Toasted Sandwich of Time, include infinite possibilities. Invent almost anything from the objects you discover. It all bolts together to work in whichever way you decide. That sounds kind of cool. Take control. You've built it, but can you drive it? Skill and coordination are required to navigate the challenges ahead. Play with time. Instantly and easily rewind time to undo your... This app's using Dot Clock's mate. I can't. I'm laughing too hard. Trophy collecting. Prove your awesomeness by unlocking achievements such as Headhunter and Rocket Man. Biting back chat. Sidekick sacks. Wisecracks will keep you. I'll keep you smiling throughout your journey. Here's more. He's more annoying than your big brother. Oh, my gosh. I swear I read over this beforehand. This is just nuts. Anyways, they have a Facebook. If you want to head over there and check it out, it's Doc-Clock. They're also on Twitter, Doc-Clock. And if you want more information about this, you can head over to docclock.com.
Wow.
It's not nice to give us tongue twisters this early in the morning. Not nice.
Well... I have some interesting news as well. Hopefully not as tongue-tied while I'm reading it. Those of you out there, you remember this guy called Jack Thompson? Well, Jack Thompson is changing careers since he's no longer allowed to practice law in Florida. Thompson has enrolled in the Reformed Theological Seminary and is working on a book with the University of Miami School of Education professor Eugene Provozino, called Activism 101. This comes to us from our friends at GamePolitics.com. While they don't believe that he's given up on railing against the interactive entertainment and music industry, when it suits him, this could be the beginning of what they're calling a kinder, gentler Jack Thompson. Some interesting quotes from Thompson via them and the Miami New Times is he's saying, "I believed I influenced public policy." And he's referring to a case currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. We all know which one. He says, "I could write a book on how to get disbarred, but it probably wouldn't sell as well." And he has another quote. Says, "I'm in pain. I'm a pain in the neck to a lot of people. 31 years of fighting with the bar and the entertainment industry is a pretty good run. I'm surprised that it lasted that long. Good luck, Jack, and please remember to take your meds daily. Jen?
Yes, yes. Please take your meds. That'd be good for everybody. Global Game Jam. GGDA members in good standing may receive free or discounted brunch. Oh, yeah. All right. No, I'm not going to read this. I'm sorry.
What did they do wrong? Where did they go wrong, Jen?
I thought it was something else. I shouldn't have clicked on that one. Magic Destiny Astrological Games is released in North America, the Spanish video game which brings the magic of stars to WiiWare.
Hey!
You will learn many astrological techniques to predict the future and discover things about the personality of your friends and yourself. Once we start the game, we will find a comprehensive encyclopedia that will explain detailed and interesting concepts about astrology, I cannot talk today, oh my god, such as crystal uses, flowers, horoscopes, chakras, biorhythms, and tarot. The predictions have always played an important role in astrology, and Magic Destiny treats them very carefully. Game features many divination techniques such as numerology, tarot, palmistry, and horoscopes. No doubt you have everything you need to know your future. To spice it all, Destiny Magic offers fun games that make the whole experience more enjoyable. Up to 10 games like Rune Block, Stellar Memory, and Diamond Links, and more. Our release date for this is January 31st of 2011. It's going to be in North America. It's being released by ShanBlue Interactive. And does not look like there is any kind of website for you to go check this stuff out at. But again, it's going to be ready for you to download on the 31st. On WiiWare. Doesn't even tell me how much. Sorry, guys.
This looks like they're asking for trouble. That's what that looks like. Yeah, there's going to be some very angry church groups. You guys be ready for that.
Yeah, they're going to be that new Ouija board. Ouija board for the Wii.
My Xbox is possessed. Oh, no, my Wii is possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? It may sell. Well, I'm going to stay out of that. So, those of you who are fans of DJ Hero 2, there's some new mixes out today. Three new mixes featuring the music from the world-renowned dance artists Paul Oakenfield, Paul Van Dyke, Armin Van Buuren, and more are now available. I love what they call it, budding beat chemists, singing sensations, and their friends who have picked up DJ Hero 2 can keep the party going by expanding the best soundtrack of any music game with the Trance Anthem Mix Pack. Was announced today. Available beginning today, the pack features, again, three new exclusive downloadable mixes with the people I just mentioned. And those particular tracks are, if you want to know, are Imagine, Not Over, 9 p.m., and I think that's all that they're saying. They're saying the tracks, the Trance Anthem Mix Pack, see, I have my own tongue twisters, is available right now on the Xbox Live Marketplace. For the Xbox 360 and for, 640 Microsoft points. They gave us it today. Yay. Also, you can get on the PlayStation 3 for about £6.29 francs or quid or whatever it is. All the mixes are available as downloadable singles for the Wii for 300 points. Yay. So you can go ahead and get that. Let us know how you like it. If you are not a DJ Hero aficionado, but you just want to check it out, they do have a website, djhero.com, Facebook, DJ Hero, and Twitter, also at DJ Hero. They managed to get all three. Amazing. Check that out. Let us know if you like it. Let them know if you like it or something. Jen, what you got?
I'm going to pull a news story from Yahoo from their tech section. Probably not safe for work too much, but cover your ears. And it's not really all that sexual. It's just gross. Toilet games make a splash in Japan urinals. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Potty humor for the game.
Wouldn't be a Tuesday without urinals.
No. Four types of toilets, spelled T-O-Y-L-E-T-S, games are available to be played during a test period ending this month at four male bathrooms and in pubs and game arcades. Apparently, this is a thing that Japan's doing with Sony. Games include Graffiti Eraser, in which a user tries to aim at the pressure sensor in the urinal to erase virtual graffiti on the display.
Really?
There's, yeah. Mannequin, I'm not even going to read the name of that. Anyways, that one measures the volume of the user stream. There's one called the North Wind and the Sun and Me, which the strength of a urine stream determines the extent to which a virtual girl's skirt gets blown up by digital wind. Oh, come on, Japan. Seriously? splashing.
Japan.
Yeah, I know. Splashing battle pits the user against the previous urinal user in terms of stream strength. If you're in Japan and you want to check these out, they're only going to be open until January 31st. There's no concrete plans to make them into actual products, a Sega spokesman says. Japan, I love y'all. What is up? That's nuts and kind of gross. All right, really kind of gross. Especially the flashing battle one.
Wow. Only from Japan. Okay. Apparently in Germany, there is outcries of nine. Nine means no.
Nine.
The reason being, Dead Space 2 is delayed in Germany. It looks like the German government is not happy about the violent content in Dead Space 2 and wants changes to the game to be made before it's released. The main cause of the disagreement from the government is the friendly fire in multiplayer. Wow. Okay, so EA has announced that the delay is in a press release this week, saying that the game would be released on February 3rd instead. The single-player campaign from Dead Space 2 remains uncut and identical to the international version of the game, but multiplayer has been altered to appease the powers that be. Apparently, Germany is very touchy about games that lets players kill humans. many shooters require alterations before they're released in Germany. I didn't know this, such as turning humans into zombies or enemies or changing red blood to another color. yeah. I'm going to be quiet about that one. So anyway, sorry to our German listeners, peeps. Really sorry. You know, they're creating a whole market, a black market for games when you do that. Just let them have it. God. Oh, they're crazy. They're crazy. Jen, are you still with me, darling?
I am still with you.
Making
that is. I'm just trying to wrap my head around some of this. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a little slow on a Tuesday. This is just a little weird.
Slow on the uptake. Germany doesn't like blood in their games.
No, and they don't like humans being changed into zombies?
Apparently not.
That rules out most games that I like. That, I'm sorry, Germany. That kind of blows.
We still love you. We'll sneak them to you when they're not looking.
Oh, no. All right, well, my turn. Puckers is coming to the iPhone. Official trailer released. Groundbreaking Games officially announces its upcoming iPhone game, Puckers. With the release of its official trailer, Puckers is an exciting new game where players take control of a puck of their choice and launch it around a destructible environment to collect as many orbs as they can before time runs out. The game offers a fresh take on breakout-style games by allowing players to aim and control the speed of the puck and by introducing various fun elements such as traps and power-ups along the way. This sounds like a Xbox 360 Kinect game that I have. Features are easy to pick up and play, 30 challenging levels, 7 different pucks, and sleek techno eye candy graphics. Okay. Achievements and leaderboards for both Game Center and OpenFaint. If you want to check out the video, it is over on YouTube. There's a really long name for it, so I'm not going to give that to you. But you can get screenshots over on puckersgame.com, PUCKERZ.com. Apparently, it is slated for a February 2011 release.
That's a short time away.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, there's not only zombies on your lawn, there's zombies in your new Nintendo 3DS. Yes, Modesco Entertainment Company has announced that both Pet Zombies in 3D and Face Guard Photo Finish, exclusively for the Nintendo 3DS, will be released later this year, or sometime this year. They've not given a time. They're saying Pet Zombies, again, this is exclusively for Nintendo 3DS. You won't be playing it anywhere else.
You won't be modding it or anything like that. That's the cool thing about 3D. Pet Zombies in 3D lets players reanimate their very own zombies with a range of customizations and then care for or torment their pets as they play with them in creepy 3D environments. Can't do it in Germany, though. A face cart photo finish literally puts you in the driver's seat of an arcade-style kart racer. Players take photos of their face with their Nintendo 3DS camera and use them as avatars for their custom 3D racers, billboards, and power-ups. Jesse Sutton, who's a chief executive officer at Majesco Entertainment, is saying, "We're incredibly excited about the potential of the Nintendo 3DS. Nintendo continues to innovate, and Majesco is committed to being a leader in supporting this new device with products that offer consumers engaging and fun interactive entertainment experiences." I didn't mess that up. This is, we look forward to sharing additional Nintendo 3DS products announcements shortly. And Pet Zombies in 3D was developed by First Playable Productions, and a face cart. That one doesn't sound as exciting to me. I was developed by Renegade Kids. Sorry, guys, it doesn't excite me. You can, well, they're saying that they're expecting it to release this fall, so that gives you time to get you a Nintendo 3DS. And you can also check out Majesco's line of products at MajescoEntertainment.com. They make some excellent games. If you are not familiar with them, they're the people behind Cooking Mama, which is now on Facebook that I'm addicted to, Tetris Deluxe Party, and Zumba Fitness. So this is
Zumba.
So we know this one's probably going to be really good.
Sounds that way.
Yay! Yay!
All right, all you Pac-Man fans, Pac-Man looks like he's going to get another go-around, but this time in the reality TV circuit.
No.
Oh, yes, Pac-Man's coming to your TV.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be joining the ranks of Survivor and Jersey Shore. Again, I'm pulling this one. Yeah, I know, right? Pac-Man's going to, he's going to totally be rocking the poof and the Oompa Loompa-style skin. Anyways, pulling this from the Yahoo tech section. Nobody sued me for that, by the way. Namco Bandai Games, the creators and owners of Pac-Man, have teamed up with Merv Griffin Entertainment to produce the new unscripted TV show. And apparently this is being reported by Deadline.
Why?
I don't know. It's apparently going to be similar to Wipeout, which is a reality show where contestants must complete various obstacle courses or get knocked into the muddy water. All right. Roy Banks, Merv Griffin Entertainment's president of television, says, "The idea we have is to take what Pac-Man is and bring it to life, to bring what is essentially the world's biggest game of tag to television." Okay.
No.
Yeah, apparently still in the planning stages and is still being shopped around to major networks.
Come on.
But if ABC was willing to pick up I Survived a Japanese Game Show, then surely some network will pick up Pac-Man. Oh, please, no. Please. This is why I don't own a TV. All right. So, again, if you want to read more about this, this is just sad. It's over on the Yahoo tech pages under gaming.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Who is going to be the ghost? I mean, are you going to, like, run around eating marshmallows and having people play tag behind you chasing you?
Moving along.
Gotta follow the trail of marshmallows. Get them all.
That's nasty. Okay, so I actually was talking about this before we got on, and I think, I don't know if I should wait or not. Should I wait until after the break? We'll share it. I got time. I got enough time. I got 6 minutes. Okay, so those of you who love your iPad, your Android tablet, guess what? There's a new one coming called Note Slate that does electronic ink in color. Unfortunately, only one color at a time, but not a problem. This comes from our friends over at Engadget because they always find the coolest things. I mean, we're geeky, but I think they one-up us every time. They're saying the Note Slate has color, but certainly not all colors. It is a touchable slate with a 13-inch diagonal, 750x1080 display that's said to be e-ink. It also works with a pen or your touch, will offer 180 hours of battery life, fully open sourced. Yes, that's right. You little hackers out there can make all kinds of cool stuff to your heart's content and legally. With the initial software, they're saying will support simple drawing. It'll also support storing of notes, MP3 playback, and they're saying the version 1.5 will add PDF and text viewing. Version 2.0, see, they're already planning their versions. I love it. We'll be able to have we'll have OCR handwriting recognition. And the very best news of all, it'll be around $99. Yes, and you can pop on over to their site or over to Engadget.com to check them out. Right now they have some very beautiful renders. I can't imagine it getting more beautiful than this, but we know that it probably will be when it's finally released. You can visit them at noteslate.com or Engadget.com and check out the renders. This is lovely. I want the blue one is what I want. Some lovely blue ink. Oh. I could just carry this around in my purse. No more paper, and I don't need a pen. Can you guys imagine that? You just pull out your little notepad from here on out and say, let me get your address. You don't have to type it in. And I know some of you like to text, but I like to write. There's something about the process of writing that stimulates my brain, and I can write it out, a whole list of stuff, and just save it. PDF it. Imagine. Just imagine. Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
Now we've lost Corey.
Is it hot in here to anybody else? Well, we got 3 minutes, so we're going to take us to break really quickly, really, really quick. Those of you who are listening live, sorry, you'll have to download to hear the rest. Those of you who are not listening live can catch us after the break, and we will see you guys on the flip side as soon as I find some lovely music to play on the way to the break. Here we go. That's not going to work. Let's stop that. No, no, no. I was actually trying to play something for Jen because, you know, I have to play this for her at least once every other day.
Okay,
there
guys,
you go.
I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
After our break, and still live for some of you, you're like, aha, they're going to stay on. No, we're not. You're going to have to download it. We're going to shut off on you in a second. So, in that vein, Jen, do you have some interesting news? Just make them drool.
I do. Runes of Magic user data stolen. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. GamePolitics.com's bringing us this story. Looks like a hacker, a very mad one, I've read his demands, and oh my god, he's stupid. Yes, I called you stupid, has managed to break into Frogster's Runes Magic servers and steal some old user data. The user, Augustus87, is demanding changes to the free-to-play fantasy MMO game. Oh, yes, free-to-play. Let's make demands on the free-to-play game, because, you know, you're not actually paying for it. And the way Frogster treats players and employees, or he will fully release the user data he stole. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious.
The user claims that he's managed to steal the account names and passwords of 3.5 million users. That is crazy. Frogster saying that most of the information he stole is outdated login data from 2007, but adds that it is taking the threats very seriously. They're calling the theft a serious criminal offense and have contacted German law enforcement. I have the list of demands right here, and oh my God. I'm going to read some of these because, oh my God, the guy's stupid. I've already compromised almost every system, and I'm going to shut them down server by server if Frogster does not agree to the following request. No closed threads anymore. Just because you don't like the discussion or the topic, respect the freedom of speech. No deleted threads anymore. Same reasons as number one. better treatment of Frogster employees worldwide. More transparency to your customers. Tell them what is going on and stop lying to them. Guy, all right, I understand you probably don't speak English as a native language, but please learn. Not to, you know, put your threats out there in English if you can't do it right. Don't treat them like children. Be respectful. Secure the game clients against cheating and other non-wanted modifications. Yes, because hacking isn't one of those non-wanted modifications, right? Take care of all personal-related information. Don't lie about lost information like email addresses or even accounts. Tell the truth. Well, stop stealing stuff, we might. Stop spying on your employees. You know what? Guy, you're going about this all wrong. Just slash reroll life. That's all I got to say, dude. Just slash reroll life. You fail hard. Your faith failing on this dude. It's bad.
I am mostly still stuck on the fact that this is a free-to-play game. I'm really stuck on that fact. Amazing what people think they're owed, even when it's free. Okay, so we were talking about this story a couple of weeks ago. You guys remember the FastMac U-Socket? Yeah. You know, they weren't telling us anything, when they were going to ship it, when they were going to have any. Well, fall on your knees and thank the tech gods. They're now shipping, according to Engadget.com. And they actually have their shipping receipt. Of course, all the good stuff is not there available. Don't go looking for credit card numbers. the FastMac is a wall socket that has a standard pair of 110-volt power outlets alongside two USB juice ports. The first of its kind, I believe. And, of course, there'll be some knockoff coming in a few months, I'm pretty sure. Today they're saying they've taken the final steps in reaching the purchasers, you customers out there. Confirmation emails have been sent out to those who ordered the earliest. The retail site is promising about a 3 to 4 week delivery time for orders if you place one today. And it's really cheap. Price is about $20. With the utility of being able to plug your USB devices directly into the wall has never been higher. So I think I'm going to get some. This is one of the most awesome inventions I've ever seen, and I remember walking through my house, which is very old, wishing that I had plugs with USB ports on them. Didn't occur to me to invent one, of course. But it's done. I don't have to do the work. All I have to do is buy it, and this will also save a lot of arguing for people that visit my house. You know those are the battery rechargers?
Uh-huh.
The ones that I have USB ports on them to plug in to charge your phones, and there's always a fight when we get, you know, more than three people, because I think I have three spaces on it. Where am I going to plug my phone? Now I'll be like, pick a plug. go look through the house. That's nice. So I'm excited. You guys should go get one, too. Tell them we sent you. Or just buy us some. That would be nice.
Oh, yes, buy us some.
We like nice gifts. Nice. So, Jen, what you got? What else you got?
I've got another short little thing from Game Politics, just because, wow, this is weird. UK government spends $2.78 million on road safety MMO. Oh, yes, because that sounds like a really good thing to spend money on.
According to information gathered by Puffbox, the United Kingdom's Department of Transport has spent $2,785,695, which pretty much comes out to $4,425,576.95 USD, on a free-to-play educational MMO called Code of Everend. That number does include the cost for the fiscal year of 2010 and 2011. The game was developed in a U.S.-based area code. It was designed to teach kids road safety. The game allegedly has 170,000 users worldwide. But still, it seems like government could spend tax dollars on something a little bit better. But, you know, if you're wanting to read more about this, you can head over to puffbox.com or head over to our good friends at gamepolitics.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we hold you people in such high regard. Okay. It's time to wag more and bark less. Yeah, Graduate Games, Best in Show Solitaire, is available to download and play for free on the game's website. Best in Show Solitaire is an addictive casual card game currently in development for PC, Mac, and Linux. The game will debut sometime this year. I love when they do that. However, you can start playing free today by signing up for the alpha at graduategames.com/dogsolitaire/alpha.php. This is not sounding all that exciting to me.
No.
They are an indie company, so we do try to support them. You can check out videos and screenshots at their main website for the game, bestinshowsolitaire.com. I'm trying to figure out whether this is fun. They're saying, okay, well, this is a good reason to go support them. A quote from them is that they're trying to make fun games without throwing all our money down the toilet along the way. If you would like to support us and our passion for video games, simply purchase a game or tell a friend. We don't have much marketing muscle and rely heavily on our customers and fans to spread the word. That's so endearing. I might just come over and play. Just for that. That's honesty. Let me see what they got. Maybe they have some talent hidden. Maybe they'll make something great.
Hidden talent. Yay!
Nah, this is not doing it for me. I'm out of this site. No. Go over and check them out. They're trying to do something. And they have some other interesting games you can play there on their page. Looks like Jolly Rover looks interesting. It's a bunch of junk on the beach, and I'm curious to find out what the junk is. So that's always a good thing when I want to know more. So go check them out. And it's not working. Okay, Jen, back to you.
All right, back to me. Cannon Fodder 3. GFI announces development of the sequel to a well-known tactical action, Cannon Fodder 3. Several military groups of Europe, Asia, and Africa have made a military alliance to establish dictatorship by joint efforts. Your goal is to stop them at any cost, even with a price of thousands of lives of soldiers named cannon fodder, who are ready to die everywhere and every time it's needed, because it's their work. You have a small army which consists of only cannon fodder soldiers, who are ready to rush into fight with the enemy, sparing neither effort nor oneself. The player will have to pass several episodes full of cartoon violence among different locations, and Earth is not the limit. It's time to go into open space and show the enemy who's daddy.
Or mommy.
Come on. You will get classic isometric environment in full 3D, weather effects, change of time, destructible environment, physical water. All this and a lot more you'll find in Cannon Fodder 3. It is currently under development for PC and Xbox 360 platforms with a Codemasters license. It does not look like there's any kind of website to check this out at, though. Not even any screenshots. Sorry, folks, I can't even tell you when it's going to be out. But if you just want to kill a whole bunch of soldiers, this sounds like the game for you, Cannon Fodder 3.
Okay. And the word for the day is gamify, which is a verb, which means to apply game mechanics in everyday applications and situations to boost engagement, fun, and good behaviors. This comes from the company, gamify.com, and they've announced today that the gamify platform, the universal gamification platform, launched today. They also unveil the Gamify Expert Network, the community of specialists that will gamify the web and beyond. Oh, God, stop it. Yes. They're apparently developing a gamification platform to enable any connected system to be gamified. The platform is capable of interacting with a wide variety of applications and services in fields such as the web, mobile, e-commerce, entertainment, education, work, and social good. Partners can instantly see the benefits, such as engagement and loyalty of their users with advanced controls and real-time analytics. The Gamify platform enables the creation of the game layer above the world. This sounds really weird. As more devices and captives in our life become connected and quantified, they can also be gamified to increase engagement. Oh, God, I'm done with these people.
No more gamify, people. No more.
They're saying they apparently launched something called the Gamification Encyclopedia last November to collaboratively document this new trend and begin building the Gamify Expert Network. Repetition is the key. Sometimes it's also key to annoyance. And at time frame, one of the most visited resources with over 200 articles and its traffic growing at a rate of 333% of new visitors per month. If you would like to check them out, because I am tired of reading this, you can check them out at gamify.com. And you can visit there.
Sorry, I'm sorry. What was that? Was that Gamify?
Yes, and that's spelled GAMIFY.com. And you can also check out the encyclopedia at gamification.org. Wow. You better be good is all I can say. You better have something over there that's going to make me want to sell my firstborn or something. Yeah, and I'm not seeing that while I'm over there. Go check it out. I mean, maybe go find something. I'm going to be quiet now. They also have a Twitter. You can probably figure out what it is.
She's not going to give it to you because now she's irritated for having to say gamify 15,000 times.
Facebook as well. And yeah, stop it.
Oh, y'all done annoyed Corey. Oh, y'all fail.
Yes. Okay, we got two more minutes. You feel like giving him one more, Jen?
Yeah, I can give him one more. Innovative third-person action shooter Mindjack ships this week. Square Enix destroys the line between single-player and multiplayer gameplay. Again, Square Enix Interactive Entertainment Products in Europe and other PAL territories this week unleashes Mindjack, an innovative action online shooter that blurs the line between traditional single and multiplayer gameplay by thrusting real-world players into the roles of in-game enemies, allies, and cybernetic creatures at any time. That sounds kind of crazy. Ned Browning, European brand manager, says Mindjack takes everything you know about single and multiplayer games and completely turns it on its head. Players across Xbox Live or PlayStation Network can instantly hack into your game and join as friend or foe, taking control of all manner of humans, mechanized infantry, and cybernetically enhanced creatures. The way Mindjack seamlessly blends its story-driven campaign mode into a unique multiplayer shooter makes for a truly unforgettable experience. This sounds kind of crazy. Mindjack is going to be available in North America from January 18th of 2011 and throughout Europe and other PAL territories on January 21st of 2011. It's going to be available for both the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system and the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft. It does not look like there's any kind of price, but if you want to know more, you can head over to mindjackgame.com. They also have a Facebook, facebook.com/mindjackgame. Hello? Did I lose my boy?
No, of course, I'm still here. apparently, that is going to do it for us. And we're hoping that you're still able to hear us because Blog Talk is saying we're in there and we're not there. But we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you bring us some lunch. We ask every day. You never bring us any. We're not happy.
Pizza, people. Come on. Fastest Later Girl's Heart Pizza.
And for those of you who are looking for it, very soon, in about 5 or 10 minutes, the new Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Fate of Two Worlds trailer will be up on our YouTube channel. And we will...
Yay! Over there. Check out all our videos. We got some cool stuff.
Yay. Anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Have a good one.
Have a good Tuesday.